This is a podcast from WOR.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to today's edition of the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Good afternoon, Don.
And we also have a special guest with us today, none other than one of our, perhaps one of our most frequent guests these days, and we appreciate that, Jack Chalom. Jack is known as the nutrition reporter for good reason. He has a very well-respected newsletter called, as you might have guessed, The Nutrition Reporter. He's an author, written numerous books, lecturer, a radio show host, and an all-around swell guy. Jack is brought to us today through the courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company, and we want to thank Solgar for that. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jack.
Hi, Don. Good to be with you. And by the way, could I hire you as my publicist?
Well, you can make me an offer, you know. But I do have another job, so I don't know if I'm really available.
I'll do it, Jack.
Okay. Anyway, today, folks, we're gonna do something a little bit different. I think it'll be interesting. For one thing, we're going to invite you to call in with your questions and comments a little bit earlier than we normally do. We want to kind of turn today's show into more of an active call-in participant show. So, you know what? Maybe what I'll do right off the bat, I'm going to give you the phone number. Why don't you grab a pencil, mark this down, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Obviously, it's a toll-free number, good from all over the country. And if you have any questions dealing with the topic I'm going to define in just a moment, you're welcome to give us a call. Get lined up, and we'll start talking to you a little bit more quickly today than we normally do. Well, what is the topic? Well, it's kind of a New Year resolution approach today. We wanted to talk about maybe changes you perhaps should make to your supplement regimen, things that perhaps you should be doing that you're not doing now, perhaps mistakes that we think you might be making that should be corrected, perhaps certain types of supplements that you should be using and you're not, or maybe even supplements that you shouldn't be using but you are. We thought we would just sort of kind of cover some of the these interesting things for you to be thinking about for the coming new year, things you can do to improve your health, to improve how you can utilize supplements for your health and so forth. Okay, so let's see if we can develop that as a basis for today's discussion. And Jack, you're the guest here. What would you suggest we talk about in that category?
I think this is a good time for people to just reevaluate the supplements they're taking and to make sure they're really going in the right direction. And the most common mistake I find among my nutrition coaching clients is they fall in love with some obscure or arcane supplement that appealed to them, you know, maybe a year, maybe 5 years before for one reason or another. And they forget some of the basics. And I think one of the key foundations is simply taking a multivitamin, maybe a multivitamin, multimineral combination. And this basically just shores up their defenses against deficiencies, because no one eats perfectly every single day. And so, you know, a multi, of course, is kind of like one size fits all, and I'll talk about some other supplements to sort of fill in the gap. But
Jack, let me interrupt you for a second, because I think that, you know, that would have been my first choice of a topic today, too, and I think your point is very well made, and I just want to support what you're saying. You know, I think part of the reason is that we get that people hear the advertisements for these oddball things, you know, for the current miracle nutrient. All of a sudden, you know, we know, for example, that that highly colored fruits and vegetables are rich in antioxidants and they're good for us and this and that. But all of a sudden, there'll be some, you know, one particular new berry concentrate, some berry from some part of the world that no one had ever heard of before, and all of a sudden now this berry is available as a supplement, and it does everything from cure baldness to impotence, and that's all you hear, as if it's some, and people latch on to these things and they do exactly what you're saying. They forget about the fact that more important than all of these popular, at least let's say popular moment, miracle things aren't nearly as important as all of the basic vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, nutrients, things that we're going to mention. And of course, nothing is more important than a good basic multivitamin, multimineral. Jack, you want to maybe talk about what people should be looking for in a good multivitamin, multimineral before you move on to individual nutrients?
Oh, yeah. And again, it's sort of a one-size-fits-all, but you want all of the essential vitamins, and they're going to vary in amounts from brand to brand, and within even the same brand, like Solgar's, there's a lot of choices in terms of finding what's really a better fit for you as an individual. You know, the B vitamins are of paramount importance. Vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D is crucial, although I think most people need a separate supplement for that, and we'll come back to that. And with the minerals, you know, it's hard to because minerals like calcium and magnesium are so bulky, it's hard to get everything you might need into a single tablet or capsule. But at least you'll get some of the essential minerals. And again, you know, it's not always a perfect solution, but it's a foundation to build on. And it doesn't mean that these arcane supplements aren't good for you. Just don't forget about the foundation.
Jack, you mind if we take a moment? You know, you mentioned Solgar. Why don't we use Solgar as an example of some of the different types of multivitamins that that the folks out there can be looking at? You know, Solgar has probably one of the most popular multis, at least here in the Northeast, for many years, called VM75. Now, VM75, where does the 75 come from? Well, it has high levels of the various B vitamins, and it's a one-a-day multi. Now, I, you know, if you remember what I said in the opening, I said maybe there are things that you can do that you can change for the coming year. A one-a-day multi is fine if that's all you want or if that's the best you can do. I prefer Solgar's VM2000 over the VM75. Why do I prefer VM2000 over VM75? Well, VM2000 is designed for a two-a-day dosage. Now, what's the big deal about two-a-day versus one-a-day? Are you getting twice as much? Not necessarily. I just prefer that you take your vitamins, especially all these water-soluble B vitamins, divide it up into two doses during the day rather than one dose. I think you will get a lot more benefit by spreading it out. Because don't forget, these are water-soluble vitamins. You take it, you swallow it, it gets absorbed, gets into your bloodstream, and then it's going to be excreted. Well, roughly half a day later, what you took is going to be gone. So to really get the maximum benefit, I prefer VM2000, if for no other reason, that it's designed for a twice-a-day dosage. Now, what if you prefer a multivitamin that has a lot of natural food concentrates in it? That's fine also. Usually, the word of caution is to be careful not to sacrifice the actual potencies of the vitamins to get a lot of food concentrates. So make sure that you check your potencies. The Earth Source Multi from Solgar, I believe that the dosage is, I think, three a day rather than the two a day or the one a day for just that reason, because to make room for all of these food concentrates, which are great, and the more of these food concentrates that you can take along with your vitamins, the better. But to make room for that, you have to use up part of the space in the tablet or the capsule, if it's a different brand, to make room for that. So the dose becomes even higher. But that's an excellent type of multi also, because, again, it's not only giving you all of the high-potency vitamins, but it's giving you the food concentrates that are rich in all of the other associated food factors and the accessory food factors, the bioflavonoids, the phytosterols, the natural antioxidants, all those other good things. So I just the touching on a couple of the different types of multivitamins, you can see that you have a lot of choices. There's more choices, and I don't want to turn this into the whole discussion. Jack has other things he wants to say, but come by Wilner Chemist, and we'll be happy to take the time to go over these choices and other choices about multivitamins with you so that you can decide exactly which type of multi is best for you. Good thing to do for the beginning of the new years. Okay, Jack, I'll tell you what. We'll get back to your list right after we take a little break. Is that okay with you?
Sounds great.
Okay, folks, let me give you the phone number again, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, if you have any questions about vitamins, mineral herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, what you can be doing better for the coming year, please give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg. And Dr. Richard Podell is here with us. Also, Jack Chalam is here with us, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrulline. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Coles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemist's, discount price, of course.
And as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, the entire Jarrow Formulas line is now on sale at 25% off list price. If that wasn't enough, QH Absorb from Jarrow is 30% off, and certain Jarrow 5-HTP and vitamin D3 products are on sale at one-half price. Check our website, wilner.com, for all of the details. Okay, now, I'm only going to tell you about our 100-year anniversary one more time after this. Perhaps you're glad to hear that, but I'll just say this. We are indeed, at Wilner Chemists, celebrating our 100-year anniversary. Not too many companies manage to stay in business that long. We must be doing something right, and if you haven't come to experience what we're doing right by visiting us in Manhattan or in Atlanta, I hope you will do so, because we've been doing it for 100 years, and we're very proud of that. To celebrate this, we've been offering all sorts of special anniversaries, sales, and discounts all year long. It's still in effect. You have, what, 2 more weeks, and then it's all over, folks. We have discounts up to 50% off. So be sure to take advantage of these great discounts before the year is out. Check our website, wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as these special anniversary deals. To receive our quarterly catalog, by the way, and sale flyer mailings, make sure you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, or by telephone by calling the store during the week at 1-800-633-1106, extension 7. Or, of course, you can do it while you're in the store. How do you do it while you're in the store? Well, you come visit us live at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Kid at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will continue in just a moment.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist liquid herbal supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, fo-tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemists Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window. Here in the studio with me is Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host, and our special guest, courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company, Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter. Okay, Jack, we're kind of talking about a New Year's resolutions relative to your nutritional supplement regimen. Jack, are you told us about your thoughts on multivitamins and making sure not to lose a focus as to the importance of some of the basics. What next?
I would say vitamin D is next, and a lot of people make the mistake of thinking of it as a seasonal supplement to take. It's essential that we take it all year long unless we're spending a lot of time in the sun in the summer. This time of year, especially in the Northeast, I mean, cloudy skies, snow, cold rain, I would argue that we need a minimum of 5,000 IU a day of vitamin D. And part of the justification is that the research that has unfolded over the last few years, and there were new studies along this line just published a couple of months ago. Vitamin D is essential for the activity of a number of immune cells and immune compounds. One of the things that happens this year, it's kind of like the Christmas gift that keeps on giving. People infect each other with colds and flus. And vitamin D helps your resistance. It may not help you completely escape from an infection, but it certainly reduces the severity of it. And there have been some interesting studies showing that the wintertime risk of a flu really is seasonal, and it is related to our sinking vitamin D levels, because especially in the New York, New Jersey area, it's impossible to make enough vitamin D, even on a sunny day.
Jack, where does it come? I recognize that the vitamin D helps the immune system. But where does the 5,000 units a day come from, as opposed to measuring the level and saying it should be at 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever level we're talking about?
Yeah, the ideal approach, and I think you're hinting at this, would be to have your vitamin D level measured. And if it's 30 or below, get it up to the mid-40s. And it's at about 44. That vitamin D starts to activate all of the vitamin D-dependent enzymes. It doesn't seem to have much of this effect at a lower level. My source on this is Dr. John Cannell, who's the head of the nonprofit Vitamin D Council. My 5,000 estimate, I think it's in line with what Dr. Cannell has recommended. It just takes quite a bit to get your vitamin D level up if it's low. And I would probably argue that 4 out of 5 people in the New York, New Jersey area are probably borderline or outright deficient at this point. And it'll get worse until the springtime unless someone supplements.
The other thing I think we ought to, you know, while we still have a moment before the next break, is to, you know, you're talking about the effect of vitamin D on the immune system. I think the other reason why an important New Year's resolution for folks is to add extra vitamin D to their regimen is that it's not only immune system that the research has been highlighting the value of vitamin D. I mean, we're looking, and of course everybody knows that vitamin D is so important to the utilization of calcium and the bone health, but the vitamin D is also now being implicated in so many other health conditions too. From cancer to Alzheimer's. So what are some of the other health problems that vitamin D seems to be connected to?
You're absolutely right, Don. There's good research showing that vitamin D, especially in combination with calcium, isn't just good for the bones, but helps regulate blood sugar. And people who supplement seem to do a better job of maintaining normal blood sugar levels compared with people who don't take D and calcium. And there have been double-blind, placebo-controlled studies to document this.
Okay.
Heart disease. Right, you mentioned right. Cancer, multiple types of cancer.
Okay. Okay, Jack, we have to take a break. We have a traffic report coming up. But again, this just shows, you know, I think this is one of those nutrients that just begs to be added to everybody's supplement regimen. We will continue this discussion and, as I promised, get to the phones shortly, right after we take this brief break.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
While there is no way to completely prevent stress, there are things we can do to better prepare our bodies for it. There's relaxation, exercise, a healthy diet, techniques that offer some support for the occasional stress of everyday living. But now we can do even more. Stress Shield, a new stress support product from Country Life Vitamins. It contains a natural ingredient called Sensoril, as well as other key ingredients, including vitamin B5, which work together to bolster and balance the body's ability to deal with stress. Sensoril is a special type of ashwagandha extract, the well-known adaptogenic herb. Sensoril is clinically shown to help with fatigue, stress, and tension, and to promote emotional well-being. Give your body the support it needs, especially during these stressful times, with Stress Shield from Country Life. Available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Stress Shield from Country Life Vitamins.
Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
And as you take a look at the roads this time around, you're going to have to look for some delays over at the Lincoln Tunnel heading into Manhattan. Looks like we're going to be tied up about 10 to 15 minutes heading in outbound side, about a 5-minute wait, as this report is brought to you by Town Lincoln. Over at the Holland Tunnel, we're okay. GW Bridge, not too bad. Dealing with some pretty heavy traffic over on the BQE, eastbound side between Hamilton Avenue through to Atlantic Avenue, and then on the westbound side, Meeker Morgan Avenue up towards McGinnis-Humboldt Street. No accidents, just a lot of company for you. And if you're traveling over on the Belt Parkway eastbound side, look for company heading into Erskine Street. Looks like there's a crash. A couple of lanes have been knocked out, so things will be very, very busy. Delays on the FDR Drive. That's going to be on the southbound side from the 70s right on down to the 40s. That just is volume. You've worked, strived, and finally arrived. Reward yourself at Town Lincoln. The Lincoln MKZ sign and drive event is on with zero down, zero security, and zero first month payment. Just sign and drive at townlincoln.com, Englewood, New Jersey. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes, pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at Wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and you're listening to The Wilner Window. Here with me today is Dr. Richard Podell and the nutrition reporter himself, Jack Chalom, brought to you courtesy of Solgar Vitamin Company. And again, we want to thank Solgar for that. We want to thank Jack for being here. Jack, I'll tell you what, I did promise everybody that we would try to take some phone calls. So before we get back to your list of improvements and changes and things to focus on as New Year resolutions for your supplement regimen, let's take one phone call, okay? Fran from Queens, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Yes. Last weekend I spent my Saturday in the emergency room. I had a gallbladder attack. I don't really want to have to face another surgery. I've already had 39 surgeries in my life. So I went on...
39 gallbladder surgeries?
No. 39 okay. Surgeries, period. That was which is enough for me. I don't need to have another one if I can help it.
I can see how 39 might be, might have kind of satisfied your craving for surgery. Okay, go on.
But I do still have a sense of humor, thank God. Anyway, I was searching the internet, and they claim that that people with gallbladder disease would benefit from having apple cider vinegar. Could you give me your opinion about that?
Okay. Dr. Podell and Jack Chalom, what do you guys think about that?
I haven't seen the data. Jack?
Haven't seen it either. Have a couple other thoughts. Statistically, middle-aged women have the highest risk of gallbladder disease. I'm going to guess you're in that demographic. In terms of diet, I'd certainly work on reducing fat intake. And in terms of supplements, I'd look at what are called lipotrophic supplements, which help the body metabolize fat. Number one would be lecithin, which the body makes. It's part of bile. You can buy it in capsules. I prefer to take the granules. They've got kind of a nutty flavor that isn't too bad. Also, two B vitamins, choline and inositol, also have lipotrophic effects. My guess is if you go into Wilner Chemist, someone there could direct you to some supplement choices along these lines.
Yeah, I think we should point out that what Jack's talking about, which I agree with, is to prevent the next gallstone. But I don't think we have any evidence that it would dissolve the gallstones that are already there. And, of course, they're the ones that could cause a problem, could cause a serious infection, could cause an emergency. And that's why it's generally recommended that if you have symptomatic stones, that they come out.
Yeah, Fran, did they take out the gallbladder stones that you had?
No, they didn't. They didn't take anything out yet. Okay, they're doing more tests. See, the problem was prior to this attack, I was basically doing a vegan diet. So
actually, well, that should be good for gallstones.
Not really, because it involved, I was taking a teaspoon of peanut butter, I was using avocado, nuts, and they say that's not good for people with gallbladder.
Well, here, let me quote from Health Notes. Most studies report that vegetarians are at low risk for gallstones. In some trials, vegetarians had only half the gallstone risk compared with meat eaters. Vegetarians often eat fewer calories and less cholesterol. Now, you see, gallstones, one of the primary ingredients in a gallstone is cholesterol. So, generally speaking, you want to be doing two things. You want to be reducing anything that might increase your cholesterol. And number two, you want to be reducing the cholesterol that may already be there. Those particular nutrients and supplements that Jack mentioned will help to break down, dissolve, or prevent the cholesterol to some degree. Of course, everything else that reduces cholesterol or prevents cholesterol, like fiber in your supplement and things of that sort will help as well. But, generally speaking, we want to a vegetarian diet should reduce the risk. But you see, I think the point that Dr. Padel is making is absolutely correct. It's two different things to be asking about what you're going to do about an existing gallstone, whether something will dissolve it, quote unquote, dissolve it and eliminate your need for surgery versus what you can be doing to prevent future gallstone attacks. I don't really think anything that we have at our hand will get rid of the existing gallstone. Surgery may be your only option. I do not know that you would be well advised to rely on something like apple cider vinegar. I have no idea whether that's going to be helpful or not. I think you need to focus on preventing future gallstones more than trying to avoid the surgery for the existing one. Okay?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you.
And Happy Hanukkah.
And good luck with your gallstone problem.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, all right, Jack, I promised that we would get back to your comments on steps we can take in the new year to improve our focus of what we do in our supplement regimen. What's your next topic?
The next supplement we've talked about is really one we've talked a lot about throughout the year, and that's the omega-3 fish oils.
I suspect that would be it. Okay.
Yeah, and part of the reason is, unless we're eating a lot of cold water fish, salmon, sushi, things of that sort, we're probably consuming way too much in the omega-6s, which for the most part, are pro-inflammatory. They tend to suppress the activity of the omega-3s in the diet. And so we have to sort of take this kind of like heroic countermeasure and just ramp up the fish oils, liquid, capsule, whatever. And I take actually one capsule plus a tablespoon of cod liver oil every day, which also provides some vitamin A and vitamin D. Again, you know, if you look at the Solgar line, there's a whole lot of choices here.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, Jack. I want to interrupt you because we've had a number of phone calls in recent weeks from people who are asking whether or not they can or it makes good sense to take both cod liver oil and fish oil supplements at the same time. So it intrigues me to hear that you do that. Besides the fact that you are getting some extra A and D in the cod liver oil that you wouldn't be getting in the fish oil, is there any other reason why you're doing that?
I think the cod liver oil is probably a little bit more of a whole food supplement, so to speak, because it has the A and D, and it probably has some other accessory fat-soluble nutrients that haven't been studied very well. That's my hunch.
Okay, let me put you on the spot, okay? Solgar, of course, has cod liver oil, but Solgar also has the full-spectrum wild salmon oil.
And that's a great product.
Yeah, okay. So the only difference I would... two differences. One, of course, would be the source. It's not from liver oil, I guess. And the other, a more obvious difference again, would be the presence of the preformed vitamin A and D in the cod liver oil. But the omega 3 or the full spectrum omega has all the other factors in it, right?
Yeah, it does, and I'm probably more motivated. You're probably more motivated than a lot of people. But a lot of people have what is sort of called supplement fatigue. They just want to keep things simple. And if they don't want to take a lot of different things, I'd probably point them toward the cod liver oil.
Right. Let me bounce something off you, Jack, and you too, Dr. Podell, because it sort of came back to mind. You know, I think, and one reason I find this discussion of cod liver oil of some interest is I think the pendulum has swung too far anti-vitamin A. I think people have become more frightened of vitamin A than they should, and in response, I think too many supplements no longer contain any actual vitamin A. They contain a whole bunch of beta carotene or carotenoids, but many have no or very little actual preformed vitamin A, and yet I think there may be certain health problems, macular degeneration, for example, or certain other retinal problems, where maybe it would, it's a mistake not to be including more preformed vitamin A in the supplement regimen, and of course, cod liver oil might be an excellent point. Do you guys think I'm overreacting to this, or do you I think I might be onto something?
I agree with you, Don. And if you look at all of the major eye diseases, cataract, glaucoma, retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, they are almost always associated with night blindness. And night blindness is caused by vitamin A deficiency. And what are a couple of the quick tests you can do? You know, if you walk into a movie theater and it takes you more than a few seconds to adjust to the darkness, you're not getting enough vitamin A. If you're driving at night and the glare of oncoming headlights blinds you, you're not getting enough vitamin A. And so cordwood oil is a good way to correct that. Preformed vitamin A supplements are a good way to correct that as well.
Okay. All right. Dr. Padilla, let's take a little break, and then when we come back from the break, I'd like to get your comments on that, okay? Can you make a mental note of where you are on it?
I'll type it down.
Okay. Okay, folks. We do have to take a little break. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. Please feel free to call in with your questions. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter. We'll be back in just a moment.
The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's food for thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. They're all natural, patented manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of beauty from within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Oz Organics. Reserve Oz Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally. When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's full spectrum wild Alaskan omega soft gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists.
20% off list price.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg once again. You are listening to the Wilner Window. Here with me is Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter. I should say again that Jack's presence today is through the courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. Solgar, of course, makes the product we just advertised, the Alaskan wild salmon oil from the pristine waters. I love to hear that. I just want to go out and grab some salmon from those pristine waters off the coast of Alaska. What an image. Okay. Dr. Podell, I wanted to hear your comments on the question of whether or not we should be paying more attention to whether we're getting preformed vitamin A as part of our supplement regimen, or if maybe we've gotten too carried away with the fear about vitamin A and too heavily into the carotenoids as a substitute.
Yeah, I think we've gotten too carried away.
Are you on your mic?
Well, I'm sitting in front of it.
Oh, okay.
Not here?
No,
I got you.
Noah,
okay.
Put me back on. The vitamin A scare is not based on too much evidence. That we're talking about in reasonable doses, which I'm going to call 5 to 10,000 international units a day. Now, if you go up to high doses, 25,000, 50,000, so on, you start getting the possibility of causing an acute toxicity or a subacute toxicity. In fact, I would prefer people taking vitamin A for the most part than taking high doses of carotene, because you actually have fairly good data, which I think Don will disagree with, but there's fairly good data in the literature that high doses of carotene have a pro-cancer effect. And so I would rather have people have moderate levels of vitamin A intake than high levels of carotene intake.
Of course, there's a lot of controversy about the role of carotene as a pro-cancer agent. The critics say the problem is with the synthetic beta carotene.
Right, that's what was tested.
You know,
right,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
not
yeah.
the broad spectrum carotenoids.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So there is reason to be concerned about overly high dosages of synthetic beta carotene. There is reason, as Dr. Podell pointed out, to be concerned about very high doses of preformed vitamin A. But the fear, the warning was that women who are pregnant or might be getting pregnant shouldn't be taking more than 10,000 units of vitamin A. Well, whether that was the right a level to be concerned about, we don't really know. You don't want to take a chance with something like that, so you err on the side of caution. But again, that doesn't mean that 5,000 units of vitamin A per day or 7,500 units of vitamin A per day or a couple thousand is a poison. Some people, they just automatically assume that this means that they shouldn't take vitamin A, and I think that's a big mistake. I mean, it's not just problems with the eye. A vitamin A, all mucous membranes are affected by vitamin A levels. The immune system, I think it's a big mistake that that it's hard to find actual preformed vitamin A in supplements these days. Okay. I'll tell you what, folks. I we have a lot of folks waiting on the phone, but Jack is only going to be here for the first hour, so I want to give Jack a chance to finish up his comments, and then I promise the first thing we'll do at the either after he gets done or at the top of the next hour, we'll get right to the calls and answer those questions. So, Jack, what's next on your list?
The next supplement would be coenzyme Q10 and the ubiquinol form of CoQ10, which, based on the research, is absorbed twice as well. And I've switched from regular CoQ10 to ubiquinol. I think this was the Wilner-Sogar event from last year, where Bob Berry from Konica Corporation presented some information, and he was very convincing. And so I made the switch and now take Sogar's ubiquinol.
Yeah, I think it's hard, and I think that's a good topic. You know, I think most of us there's nothing wrong with CoQ10, of course, but I think it's hard to argue that you're not going to be getting more potential benefit from the ubiquinol form than you are from the CoQ10, especially if you're taking it for therapeutic purposes. As an antioxidant, for example, the ubiquinol seems to be superior. And, you know, all of you out there, as a New Year's resolution, all of you out there who are taking statin drugs, and what I think statin drugs are the most widely used prescription drug. Everybody out there taking statin drugs should adopt the New Year's resolution. I will start taking, if I'm not already doing so, either a CoQ10 or a ubiquinol supplement. Would that be? Would that make sense, guys?
Oh yeah. And really, the reason is because the statins interfere with the body's own production of coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol, and a lot of the side effects of the drug, the muscle weakness, sometimes much more serious muscle pain, increases in liver enzymes. This is often traced back to not making enough CoQ10. So really the key here is to enhance your CoQ10 levels with supplements.
Okay, and what CoQ10, of course, is related to the energy producing functions of the body. So what, you know, I mean, it's just one of those supplements that, again, makes a good sense to be part of our overall regimen program. Okay, Jack, I'm sorry that you are unable to spend more than the first hour with us today, but as usual, we appreciate your joining us for the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dr. Padel. Always a pleasure.
Okay, and have a very happy new year, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I promise as soon as we get back, folks, we will get to the telephone. So I appreciate your patience. We will take your calls. Folks, we'll be back after this brief message.
Might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg again, along with Dr. Richard Podell. We are your Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professionals. I want to remind you that as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 12 companies on sale at one-half price. In addition, we have over 20 product lines on sale at discounts of 25, 30, 35, and 40% off list price. What a deal. Check Wilner.com or stop by the store for the full list. This is a two-hour show, and we hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. We will get to the telephone calls, as I promised, right after this break for the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
This has been a podcast from WOR.